Every year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Hollywood offers up lots of brightly wrapped presents. Kid flicks, awards contenders, blockbuster wannabes, and around this time every year, we check in with movie critic Bob Mondello for his holiday movie preview.
What are audiences looking for in a holiday film?
Something truly special.
Something with lightsabers, maybe. Hollywood's gotten pretty good at conjuring fantasy worlds, but Star Wars, a world apart. After 42 years, there is still force to the Force.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
The Last Jedi is the eighth movie in a three-trilogy saga for which Lucasfilm has just this month announced there will be a fourth trilogy. Long from now, in a galaxy close to home, your grandkids will watch new Star Wars movies with their grandkids. But this holiday season, that will only take up one day. Okay, maybe two or three. So the multiplex will have other fantasies, some familiar, to take up the slack.
Jumanji. You pick a character and you're that person in the game.
Which one do I pick?
I don't think it matters that much.
Actually, it does, because in Welcome to the Jungle, four high schoolers get sucked into the game.
We become the avatars we chose.
So that means?
That means the dweeb's now Dwayne Johnson.
Damn, don't cry, don't cry. Don't cry, it's gonna be okay.
And while these kids are getting big, some adults in the movie Downsizing will be offered a chance to shrink.
That is wild, isn't it? It's just wild.
To about 6 inches tall.
That's Dave, Dave Johnson.
Hey, everybody.
And Carol.
He never struck me as the kind of guy who'd go get small.
Downsizing takes the pressure right off.
Plus, you're really making a difference.
You mean all that crap about saving the planet?
Yeah.
Downsizing is about saving yourself. We live like kings.
Turns out there are trade-offs, aren't there always? Sci-fi also comes in retro and genre modes. For retro, check out The Shape of Water, a story about a Cold War critter from the Black Lagoon.
This creature is intelligent, capable of understanding emotions.
And the mute woman who reaches out to him.
The princess without voice.
Shape of Water is a sci-fi love story. Bright is a sci-fi buddy cop movie in which Will Smith is partnered with an orc. Yes, like the ones in Lord of the Rings. And though they're searching for a magic wand, the story is pretty down to earth.
We might be in a prophecy.
We're not in a prophecy. We're in a stolen Toyota Corolla.
Elsewhere at the multiplex, things are so down to earth, they actually happened. Biopics that fall neatly into categories. Headline makers, for instance, start with scandal-plagued figure skater Tanya Harding in I, Tanya.
I mean, come on! What kind of friggin' person bashes in their friend's knee? Who would do that to a friend?
Also torn from headlines, Gotti, in which John Travolta plays the head of the Gambino crime syndicate.
This life of Oz is a wonderful life, if you can get away with it.
Gangsters got Molly Bloom in trouble, too, when they started interfering with her high-stakes poker games, but the film Molly's Game makes clear that they weren't the first to make her life difficult.
You firing me?
I'm not firing you. I'm just going to stop paying you. You get paid once a week from the game. It doesn't seem fair.
You're going to stop paying me because I'm making too much money doing my second job, and if I say no, I'll lose both jobs because it doesn't seem fair.
That's Jessica Chastain, both scripted and directed by Aaron Sorkin. Headlines also inspired All the Money in the World, but they were about a guy who wouldn't part with money. Gazillionaire J. Paul Getty refused to pay ransom when his 16-year-old namesake was kidnapped.
How much would you pay to release your grandson if not $17 million?
Nothing.
Those two syllables are spoken here by Kevin Spacey, but Spacey himself made headlines recently, and the filmmakers are now reshooting all his scenes to get rid of him. By the time All the Money in the World comes out in a few weeks, J. Paul Getty will be played by Christopher Plummer. Then there are the showbiz biopics.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
A musical about the man who put on what he called the greatest show on earth.
Girls, I think I've had an idea.
Hugh Jackman is circus impresario P.T. Barnum.
I'm putting together a show.
It's a place where people can see things they've never seen before.
That maybe they didn't want to see.
Don't listen to them. They don't understand yet. But they will.
So tell me, do you want to go?
Barnum in The Greatest Showman knew he could sell the public anything. Tommy Wiseau in The Disaster Artist thinks he can sell the public anything. This is the guy who made the cult film The Room, and though it's widely regarded as the worst film ever made, Wiseau's confidence in his own genius remained unshaken.
Well, I give them job, I give them salary. I'll just spend $5 million on this movie, Greg.
Are you kidding me? $5 million?
And they are not grateful. Nobody respect my vision.
James Franco directs and stars in The Disaster Artist, recreating the preposterousness of The Room with uncanny accuracy and hilarious backstories. A more conventional Hollywood saga is Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool. Annette Bening plays 50s screen siren Gloria Graham, who, after her star had dimmed, found a bit of happiness with a much younger man.
You're the next door guy, right?
Which makes you the girl next door.
I need a partner for my dance class. If I make you a drink, can you come into my room and hustle with me?
If you fix me a drink, I'll come in and clean your bathroom.
If all this reality isn't what you had in mind for the holidays, and science fiction isn't your thing, there'll be plenty of straight-up escapism. For kids, there's Ferdinand, about everyone's favorite bull with a big heart.
I'm not a fighting bull.
You don't need to be a fighting bull. You just have to look like a fighting bull.
You see that barrel over there? Smash it to pieces.
With my head?
What else are you gonna hit it with?
In the comedy Father Figures, overgrown kids Owen Wilson and Ed Helms search for their long-lost father.
Top mission is finding dad. Submission is going to be having stone crabs. Mission below that.
In Permanent, a 13-year-old seeks a good haircut.
What's wrong with your head?
And what do those a cappella gals want in Pitch Perfect 3?
I would do anything to sing with you guys again.
One last show together.
Who's with me?
Hell yeah. Yeah!
And if you want to get a leg up on the Oscar race, you'll have a chance to do that, too. A decade ago, Daniel Day-Lewis teamed up with director Paul Thomas Anderson for There Will Be Blood. This time, they've got a fraught love story set in the world of fashion, The Phantom Thread.
Stop playing this game.
What game? What precisely is the nature of my game?
All your rules and your clothes and all this money and everything is a game.
This was an ambush.
In the Western Hostiles, Christian Bale suffers lots of ambushes as a cavalry officer on a mission he did his best to avoid.
You believe in the Lord, Joseph?
Yes, I do. But he's been blind to what's going on out here for a long time.
And Steven Spielberg has been aching to tell the story of the Pentagon Papers for a long time. The New York Times and the Washington Post had the papers in 1971. The Nixon administration tried to stop publication.
The New York Times was barred from publishing any more classified documents dealing with the Vietnam War.
Leaving the Post.
If you publish, we'll be at the Supreme Court next week.
Meaning?
Well, we could all go to prison.
Tom Hanks as editor Ben Bradley, Meryl Streep as publisher Catherine Graham, the press and a president fiercely at odds.
If we don't hold them accountable, who will?
We can't hold them accountable if we don't have a newspaper.
The Post will seem like quite the holiday gift in some quarters, but as with most gifts, it's hard to tell how it'll go over till it's opened. I'm Bob Mandela.